our PCR values that we're getting from the samples we've submitted and got results back from 2008 through 2011 is telling us that although our nutritional spray is helping the tree and that the tree is looking better, we don't have as many symptoms and the production is increasing, the amount of concentration of the bacteria is not going down, it's actually going up.
So the HLB infection, even though trees are doing better, the infection level is going up.
Yeah, it would tell us that the nutritional treatments are not having any direct effect on the bacteria themselves to reduce the amount of bacteria that's there in the tree. Our conclusion is Ron Berlansky's talk that he and I started working on the phloem, and for whatever reason, the phloem is open where we have the nutritional supplements going on to the tree. And so the tree is functioning more normally, feeding the roots with the sugars and starches that it develops in the leaves, and maintaining.
Foliar nutrition works.
Yeah, everything that we're seeing is indicating that the foliar nutrition is working as far as keeping the tree productive and growing. It's mitigating a lot of the symptoms that are out there. So that's what we're after, is fruit production. So whether the disease is there or not may not be significant as long as the tree can live with it.
SARs, they're stimulating growth but having no impact, you can tell, on HLB.
No, we still don't have any real contribution of the SAR, particularly the salicylic acid, as far as helping the tree as far as controlling the bacteria. The contribution may be that it releases buds from dormancy, we get more foliage and more flowering, and then what we're doing is we're feeding that foliage with the nutrition, which keeps the tree functioning well and allows it to maintain production.
The latest on your buckhorn tree study.
Yeah, we've set one heck of a crop on those trees. We cut them back in 2010, they flushed in 2011, and they have loaded up almost unbelievable. Every grower that sees them is amazed. Some of the growers have tried this in the last 12 months, and they saw the same kind of effect with their flush come out early this year. And one grower told me, he said, you know, the stuff I did last year, my grove is going to double its production this year. These are trees that were declining and had decline in the top of them and were going out of production, and they were brought back into production.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.